Hello, everyone. Today is Saturday. What's the date today? The 8th? It's September 8th. It's a beautiful day outside. I decided to do a podcast here today. Greg's home, laying on the floor. Dogs are all laying all over the place. Molly's miserable because her allergies and has scabs, so she's got to go to the vet on Monday. Hopefully they'll just give her a shampoo and we can give her a bath, help her feel better. So, my day today, I went to a big rummage sale with one of my friends from high school. We're still friends after all this time. We've actually been friends since middle school, which is a lot longer than I thought. Oh, that's weird. That's a weird revelation. So we've been friends, 20 years now. But we went to this big rummage sale. I bought some stuff for her kid and got some strawberry rhubarb jam and some really good barbecue sauce. At least stuff like a toy. And it was fun hanging out with her. It's always fun, but things have kind of changed since she's had a kid. I guess I never really have thought of myself as an adult, and then as all these people around me started having kids, I'm like, shit, I'm old. And I'm not going to have anything ever come out of my baby shoot that is closed for business, dogs only for me. But I thought of something that I wanted to talk about how I really don't have any friends. And something bothered me the other day when I looked at Facebook and I saw some people I used to consider friends back in high school, how they still do things together and they get together on holidays and all this stuff, and I'm not even an afterthought. I don't know if it bothers me, if it makes me angry, if it hurts my feelings. I really don't know what the feeling is, if there's a feeling there. Where it was like, oh, well, you assholes used to consider me a friend, but I guess I'm not good enough to be at your Christmas party or your late get-togethers or anything like that. And then as I was thinking about this, I realized back in the day when I thought I had a few friends, I really didn't. I was the filler friend. So I was the person that was there when the person they really wanted to hang out with wasn't around, or if they were fighting with their best friend or something, they didn't have anything else to do, then they would call me. And I wish I would have realized it back then, where I could have told them to fuck off, but I wasn't the person I am now back then. It would have been more of my feelings being hurt, and I would have actually been crushed, knowing that these people were just using me for something to do. Oh, Mercy, come over and watch a movie, or we'll go do this and this. It was just because the other person that they really wanted to be around wasn't available. So it's a pretty shitty thing. And now, you know, some of them have gotten married, or what have you, or have kids, or Lord knows what else, gotten out of rehab. And then I'm the afterthought of, oh, well, we already got married, but we might have a little get-together party. Do you want to come? No, I don't. You can actually go fuck yourself, because I've been with somebody for 19 years. You want nothing to do with me until Facebook came along, and you found me, and you're like, oh, yeah, we used to hang out once in a while. Let's do that again, but maybe. So I guess I kind of wanted to use this as a public service announcement. Not be an asshole, you know. It's kind of hard to not be an asshole. Sometimes I am. And I've gotten to be really good at it. But I don't use people just because I have nothing else to do. Sorry, Leo wants to play. Oh, the ball hits you in the head, bud. There you go. They know I mean business when I grab the water bottle. But besides the dogs barking, back to my public service announcement, is if you have kids, don't let your kids be an asshole.
means
if you see, you know, little Timmy having Jimmy over only once every month or so, little Jimmy is a filler freshman. And don't let your kids do that to somebody else. Either be friends with them or don't. Looking back on it, yeah, I had some fun with these people that I once called friends that I now realize are assholes. But I would have been just as happy hanging out in the library by myself and reading a book instead of being used. So don't let your kid be an asshole and use people, and don't let your kid be the filler friend. If you notice that little Jenny only goes and sees little Sally every couple months, there's a problem. If they're not hanging out consistently and they're actually friends, do something about it. So, along with that, let's talk about something else that's Facebook related. I've mentioned this before, that I think it's funny when people post about how perfect their lives are. And, oh, little Susie went to school today. She's the smartest, prettiest girl. No, she's not. I'm looking at a picture of little Susie, and little Susie is an ugly little troll with a backpack on. So, everybody thinks that their kids are the cutest things in the world. Oh, me and Jim here, we just made the most beautiful baby. Oh, she's so gorgeous. Was gorgeous right out of the vagina. No, she wasn't. She looked like Walter Matthau out of the vagina, and now she's morphing into Jack Lemmon, who's a little bit cuter, but not a whole lot. If you don't know who either of those two are, I suggest you watch Grumpy Old Men, and you'll realize it pretty quick. People are so self-absorbed. And I say that, I think it's funny, I say that as I'm sitting here talking to you about my thoughts, but heh, whatever. I don't look at myself in the mirror every day and go, oh, you are gorgeous, you are just a wonderful human being. I get up, I look at myself and go, yeah, you brushed your teeth and put a bra on today. You're doing good. For the people that are all over Facebook and they're posting selfies about, oh, look at me, I lost weight, look at me, I put makeup on today. That's great. Feel good about yourself. But when somebody comes back and says to you, you lost weight, but you're still really ugly, don't get offended by it because you put yourself out there. People are just so into themselves and they just don't realize the world out there around them, you know? And if they do realize the world out there around them, they think that the world revolves around them. That's not how it works. It's not how the world works. You know, Greg and I don't have a whole lot in life. We have each other, we have the dogs, we have the necessities in life. But if we happen to have a little extra, I'm going to try and find a, you know, like an animal rescue or something to donate that money to instead of all of it being about me. That's not how we roll. A lot of our money is in the dogs, which are laying all over the place being adorable and as cute as they can be. I know this is kind of a random thought, but sometimes I just want to get rid of Facebook completely and just be done with it. But then I realize, you know, I use it to share animals, and if animals have gone missing, I share it. Maybe somebody else will share it and that animal will be found. I try and use it for good things instead of just bitching about things or posting about how wonderful my life is, because I don't do that ever. So besides those random thoughts, here's another thing I did today. Is I have the Beachbody app on my phone. If you're not familiar with Beachbody, it became a big thing when that really hot guy, Sean T, started doing Insanity. That was the really big one that started going around. Well, there's a dancing one on Beachbody that's really fun. It's like this little Brazilian guy, and he talks about, you're awesome, you do you, we're gonna wash the car. it's a bunch of fatties that are in the class, too. So that's really nice. You're actually seeing normal-sized people, or actually a little bit bigger people, doing this exercise for 30 minutes and having fun with it. That's the biggest thing when I exercise, is I like to sweat, I like to be sore afterwards, and I like to have fun with it. That's why I hate the treadmill, I hate the elliptical, because you're in one spot and you're just moving your legs and you're getting your heart rate up, sure, and you're sweating, but you're not really having fun with it. And I like to do things that are fun. I used to go to the Y where I would, I talked about this a little bit before, I did body pump, Zumba, spin class. Zumba was probably my favorite. There was one class that I was in, and a local group that like houses, they disabled people live there, and then they help them, you know, just have an everyday normal life. They have part-time jobs and all that stuff, and they get to be part of a part of society. So I was in a Zumba class, and they came in there, and the one girl, she hated it because the music was too loud. Well, I started dancing with her, and the other people in her class started dancing, and we were just having a great time doing Zumba, sweating, having fun. And I miss that, because that's what exercising should be. You should look forward to it and have fun with it. I know people that exercise a lot, and they really get onto it. Well, you need to do this, you need to be a beast and do this. That's great if you can do that. But since I'm just getting back into exercising, I want to be reminded how fun it is and how I feel afterwards. So this is actually a really good one on Beachbody. It's called U version 2. So it's UV2 is what the title is. And if you're exercising but you feel bad about how you can't do what you used to do, like me, try this. Try getting into this U version 2 and just dancing for a half hour. You work up a sweat. He reminds you to take water breaks. He doesn't push that Shakeology shit on you, which I really like. Most Beachbody workouts at the end are like, don't forget to drink your Shakeology. No, I don't want to drink Shakeology because I don't want to have diarrhea for the rest of my life. I've read reviews on Shakeology and people are like, oh, it made me shit my pants. That doesn't really sound appealing to me. I don't want to start a dance session tomorrow here in my living room and, oh, hoop pants, gotta go. So I'm going to just do what I do. I'm going to get into this slowly, and I'm going to start to make changes in my life. I went, after my rummage sale in here today with my friend, I stopped at a vegetable stand that is run by a girl I used to go to high school with. So, of course, I'm going to support her. She works hard at her gardening, and she has beautiful produce. There are pumpkins everywhere. Some of the pumpkins, though, had like those bumps on it, like gourds, so I had to avoid them the best I could because they freaked me out. But I didn't want to make it like noticeable so anybody would point and laugh at me. Oh, thinking about it makes me want to gag. Because I'm scared of gourds. Gourds are bumpy. I don't want more bumps on my body. So in my mind, I think if I touch a gourd or a bumpy pumpkin, I'm going to get more bumps. And it freaks the fuck out of me. So I avoided the weird pumpkins. I got 4 zucchini, 6 tomatoes, a seedless watermelon, another little melon, I think she called it a dolly melon. I don't know, it's supposed to have like yellow flesh and be really sweet. Acorn squash. Did I say spaghetti squash? Yeah, I got one of those. And I got some onions. All of this for $33. If you have a local farmer's market near you, go, oh, and I got corn on the cob too. Oh, love corn on the cob. It's so great. It is the season for that. I would prefer to get produce from like a farmer's market or a local stand compared to a grocery store. Because the grocery store, you get the genetically modified stuff. And who knows what kind of herbicides and pesticides have all been sprayed on the shit, or you're going to get cancer. And well, we're all going to get cancer anyway, so whatever. But yeah, I prefer to just go where I know it's local and it's well taken care of. My spaghetti squash still has dirt on it. My onions still have the roots on them, and I just love it. I cannot wait to make chicken and spaghetti squash and make zoodles with my zucchinis and make stir fry. I'm going to make broccoli and steak stir fry with ramen noodles. And I'm going to make my own barbecue sauce. The reason that that comes up is because when I was at that rummage sale, somebody in a little town in Minnesota, they make their own stuff and then they sell it, of course. You know, that's why I bought it. And it's jalapeno hickory barbecue sauce. And I tasted it and I instantly fell in love. And I can't wait to make sloppy joes and add some of this to them, or make chicken and add some of it to it. But I was talking to my friend's mom and she's like, yeah, I make my own barbecue sauce because other ones are too smoky or too spicy. I've always wanted to make my own barbecue sauce, but never really knew how, because I don't want to put a bunch of stuff together and then it be shit. So she was kind of walking through on what she does, and she uses ketchup and steak sauce, which is kind of weird when I think about it now, honey, brown sugar, and then a few other things. But I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? I think I have a recipe in my head. I've put some things together. I'm going to try it, and then I'll talk to you about it if it works, and then I'll let you know what the recipe is. But I'm looking forward to giving it a shot. So tomorrow I got some plans. I'm going to make my corn. I'm going to boil it up, and then I'm going to blanch it, what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to freeze it. So then when it comes time to have it, all I'm going to do, wrap it up with some butter and some herbs and a little bit of garlic, Parmesan cheese. Try Parmesan cheese on your corn on the cob. It is so good. And then after you put it in some foil, put it on the grill, get it nice and warm, and it is fabulous. So I know that I've said before, I wouldn't talk about anything political. I do want to mention one thing. Trump was here in Fargo yesterday. This is his, I think, third time being here, second or third time. It's just too much. I just don't understand. That's all I want to say about that.
He can't run the White House, so he's got to come here.
Because it plugged up traffic, they closed roads. Yeah. Eventually, maybe when I get to like 10 listeners, 10 followers instead of 7, we can talk about some politics or some religion. Because I have a lot of opinions on religion. And of course, I'm an opinionated person. I have my opinions on politics, but I don't have enough knowledge to back that up to say, this is why I feel this way. And I know in order to have an adult conversation back and forth, you know, if you're going to have an opinion, that's great. You should also have some facts to back up. I don't watch the news anymore. I refuse to watch the news. I know the basic things that are going on. And I know people think that that's terrible. I should be watching the news and everything. But I remember when 9/11 happened, that I watched the news almost every day. And when I did that, it drove me insane. My anxiety was so fucking high because I was watching it all the time with the war and all the soldiers that were dying and everything. I just can't do it anymore. So I know the basics. I will throw my opinions out there. One thing I do want to talk about, and this may ruffle some feathers, this may have my 7 listeners go down to 3, 7 to 10. I don't know how it's going to go, but really I don't give a shit. So I am going to mention this. The kneeling of the flag during the anthem when people kneel. Colin Kaepernick started this, and it was a peaceful protest. He wasn't protesting against the soldiers. He wasn't kneeling during the anthem for disrespect. He was kneeling because of the black people getting murdered every day and nothing being done about it. He was kneeling for just abuse and just the politics of all of it, how nothing is happening. A white woman, a white police officer in Dallas, went into the wrong apartment and saw a black man sitting in there, 26 years old, master's degree, shot him dead. She was in the wrong apartment, but she killed him. What's going to happen to her?
Nothing.
Probably fucking nothing. Because she's a white woman, she's a police officer, and it's Texas. Nothing is going to happen. But she walked into the wrong apartment and killed somebody in cold fucking blood, an innocent man, and she killed him. And people don't have the right to kneel during the anthem? Are you serious? That just infuriates me. We have a right to protest in this country. Okay, some protests are way out of hand. I believe in the Black Lives Matter movement, but some of the protests that have happened in Minneapolis where they're shutting down highways, that's wrong. You have a right to a peaceful protest. You don't have a right to block traffic. Now, I don't agree with the people that say, oh, just run them over, mow through the fucking protest. No, because then that's murder. And what's going to happen to you? If you're white, probably nothing. You can disagree with me all you want to. You can sit there and shake your head or think I'm terrible. But I was part of a protest when, who was here? Pence here?
Pence.
Yeah, Mike Pence was here. Yeah, Mike Pence was here, and Joe Biden went to a city about 90 miles north of us. They couldn't have flip-flopped. We couldn't have had Joe Biden. No, we had to get Mike Pence and his mother, who was his wife. I was part of a peaceful protest. I walked up and down the streets of Fargo with like-minded people that just want equality for everybody. They want equality for people of all colors. They want for equality for the LGBT community. We're the land of opportunities. This is supposed to be the land of freedom, but yet there are so many groups that are ostracized, so many groups that are told what they can and can't do. Me as a woman, they want to try and dictate my uterus and my vagina. I can't get my mind around that. Somebody farted. Somebody farted and it stinks, and I think it was Ellie. Oh, just totally. My train got off the track because it smells like dog food shit. But I refuse to let anybody tell me what to do. Anybody. The only person that can remotely get away with telling me what to do is my manager at work. That's it. Ray can't tell me what to do. My parents. Nobody. And then the government is going to come in and try and tell me what I can and can't do with my body? No. I am pro-choice when it comes to abortion. Abortion is a very sensitive topic. I will not get into it very, very much. But what I will say is this. If I was raped, which would never happen because they'd have to actually be able to like pick me up and move me, good luck to you. If I was raped and I got pregnant, I can't tell you for sure that I would keep the child. Or if I got pregnant and that I knew that that child would have no quality of life, or I would have to give birth and then the child would maybe live like a day and then die because something was wrong, I don't think I would give birth to it. I don't know actually in the situation because I've never been in that situation. But I can tell you to think about it. No matter what I would do, would be my decision. It wouldn't be Greg's decision. It wouldn't be my parents' decision. It sure as fuck would not be the government's decision. Because if you want to dictate my uterus and my vagina, then you better come and take care of it once a month when I got the red river of rage coming out of it. If you want to come and you want to pluck that tampon out with your teeth, Mike Pence, you come and do that, and then you can tell me what to do with it. Otherwise, it's mine. I tend to it, it's my body. It's my mind,
I'll do what I want.
So I kind of got off game because I got sidetracked by a dog fart. As for the kneeling at the imp and Colin Kaepernick, Kaepernick. He is now the face of Nike because I don't think he's a football player anymore. I think he lost that. Now he's the face of Nike. Well, now people are posting all over social media about how they're burning their Nikes and they're burning anything with a swoosh on it. They're never buying Nike again. Okay, so you're going to protest Nike.
Their sales went up 31% online.
Oh, Greg said that Nike, their Nike sales went up 31% online. But here's a question for you. You're going to protest Nike because the man whose face is now on their ads was doing a peaceful protest for what he believed in was right. But you're going to not do anything about the Catholic Church and all the priests that are touching little kids and being covered up by the Pope? I think you got your priorities a little fucked up. Okay, if you're not going to do anything, wasn't it Tim Tebow? He would kneel all the time too. Maybe not during the anthem, but he kneeled for all the aborted babies and he prayed. That's okay? How are these things so different? And one thing's okay and the other thing's not. This man, this black man, was standing up for what he believed in. And he has every right to do that because of the men, women, and animals, don't forget the animals, that sacrificed their lives for the freedom of this country. That's what we have a right to do. I had a right to protest that day when Mike Pence was here and walk up and down the streets with a sign. He has every right to kneel in protest of the brutality that is happening with people in this country. And there have been many soldiers that have stood up and said, hey, I fought for his freedom to be able to do that. And for the people that are offended that he's doing it, you don't get it. Okay? You're not understanding why he's doing this. And you know what I'm going to do today with the little bit of extra money I have? I am going to be a little selfish. Instead of maybe giving it to the waiter or waitress tonight or the server, as they prefer to be called, or donating it to a charity or anything, I'm going to take that extra money I have and I'm going to go get me another fucking pair of Nikes. And I'm going to add them to my shoe collection that I have out in the garage, and I'm going to wear them with pride because that's what I can do. I'm an American. I can do that. Just burns my goddamn ass. And it's one thing to have a conversation. If somebody wanted to talk to me about this and sit down and say, well, I think it's offensive, and actually have an adult back and forth conversation, I'm all for that. I'm all for a talk. But everything lately, anything political or anything anybody gets offended by, is instantly an argument. Somebody blows up in your face, I think that stupid fucker is disrespecting the flag and the soldiers. No. Nothing. Conversation over. I don't have time for that if you're going to act like that. We can talk. But when you blow up in my face, I'm done. I'm too old for it. I don't have time for it. I have other things to do with my day. So what were you going to say? You were going to say something? No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I said our president is a baby. Acts like
I thought child. Greg was going to say something. But he's not a fan of Trump by any means. And I am not either. That's the only thing I will say about politics, is that I don't agree with this current administration. And there's another thing that triggers in my head, and it's not really politics related, so I'm not going to get deep into it for the people that are like, well, I'm not listening to you anymore because you're talking about politics. You said you weren't going to. My podcast, motherfucker. I'm going to say whatever I want, whenever I want. Okay, if I get on a little rant like I'm on right now, you're just going to roll with it. I'm going to be like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer. Sir, one more outburst from you, and I will strangle you with this microphone wire. So, what was it, like the beginning of the year, I think this year, there was talk of not letting transgendered people in the military.
Well, they're not allowed in anymore.
Are they not?
That passed.
Did that pass?
Yeah, that passed.
Oh, Greg said that that passed. Transgendered people cannot serve in the military. How does that make sense? What does it matter to you what genitalia that person has in their pants? If they want to go fight for our freedom, do you have the balls to go fight and go over to Iraq or Afghanistan and haul, what is it, like 50 pounds on your back through the fucking desert, your head to toe covered up?
I was in the KISS Army.
You really care if somebody identifies as male or female when they have more courage than our president does to go and actually fight for this country? Do you know how many draft dodgers we've had that have been celebrities and people think are just great? It's amazing to me. Muhammad Ali was a draft dodger. Fine. I don't agree with the Vietnam War and what had happened with that whole thing. But you were a draft dodger. You're going to be a multimillionaire because you can box in a ring. But you can't identify as another gender and be in the military? How does that make sense? It makes no sense to me. I don't care what you have in your pants. I don't care if you want to wear makeup. If you were born a male and you want to be referred to as a female, or if you want to be referred to as they or them and not even have he or she or female male pronoun, I'll call you whatever you want to be called. If you have more courage than I do to join the military, and you're an able-bodied person that can do that, well, I can't because I can't run because I'm fat. But I'm going to have respect for you. I don't give a shit. If you could have both sets of genitalia and want to be called Gene Simmons, you go to the military, I'm going to have respect for you. That's just how it goes.
Said Gene Simmons.
Yeah, said Gene Simmons, yeah. Greg said he was a member of the KISS Army, so Gene Simmons was the first thing that came to mind for his name. There are just so many things in this country I have never understood. So many things in the world I don't understand. And I don't know how I got to think the way I do with the bringing up that I have. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my family in that. When I was growing up, my mom was really big into church. We called her Pastor Patty, is what we called her. She'd make us go to church every Sunday. She'd make us go to church every Wednesday, confirmation. We were in VBS. We would do church lock-ins at the Y. It was exhausting. It really was. Well, we had a family member that came out as gay. And I remember she bawled her eyes out like she had just found out he died. And she said that he was going to go to hell, and she would pray for his soul, all these things. And I remember sitting there watching her talk to him on the phone. She was making hot dish at the same time. I always remember food. I always tie memory to food. But she was in the kitchen, and she was crying. And I remember sitting there thinking, what's the big deal? He's gay. I didn't understand it completely. I just knew that that was when a man had feelings for another man or a woman had feelings for another woman. I didn't really understand. I didn't see it was any different, you know? Well, then as I grew up, more things were said, and another family member we found out was gay, but never actually came out as gay. But we knew. And some of the things that were said, like derogatory terms towards these people, I remember sitting there thinking, that is awful. What are you going to say about me when I grow up? And I remember thinking, oh my God, what if I'm gay and I don't know it? You know, what is my family going to say? I didn't really know if, at that time, I didn't know if being gay was a choice. I was just a kid. I had no clue. I just knew that, oh my God, if I'm different than the rest of my family, how are they going to treat me? And it scared me. It really did. Mom has since many years now has not been Pastor Patty, which I am extremely grateful for.
Right.
And has seen the error of her ways. And she reached out to this member of the family, and they're talking again, but he doesn't want to see her. He'll talk to her, he'll send her letters, but he doesn't want to see her. And I would really like to try and find a way to either bring him here or to take Mom to him so they can see each other, because she's realized that he's no different than any of us. He found someone that loves him and makes him happy, and that's all that matters. So how I got to think this way, I don't know if it was my love of drag queens and seeing their stories and watching RuPaul, or just being open-minded to other people. I'm the first one to say, I'm not a big fan of people. I'm really not. Or, I don't know how I've made it in customer
service. How about it's none of your fucking business what other people do?
Yeah, it's none of your business what other people do is
or who they love.
And you probably heard it. But even though I don't really like people, I mean, I don't care what color you are, I don't care where you're from, if you irritate me, I'm going to call you out on your bullshit, call you an asshole, and give you the finger. I'll do something. One of these days I'm going to get shot, but I'm going to go down in a blaze of glory like Bon Jovi. But I'm open-minded where I think everybody should have a chance. Everybody deserves happiness, and everybody deserves love, and everybody deserves respect. I'm going to clarify that. You deserve respect until you don't anymore. So I'm going to respect a stranger until they disrespect me, and then it's on. Okay? So like the one fuckwit that at the gas station, he saw my hands were full, and he actually tried to close the door so I could not get in behind him. Yeah. I looked at him and I said, fuck you. There you go. You can suck a dick. Or I have respect for the people that are at the church, that are across the field from us. But if my dogs are outside and my dogs are barking, which dogs will bark, but if you yell at my dogs, or you try to police my animals, you're going to see the wrath, because that irritates me. I won't tell you what I said.
It's awesome.
I won't tell you what I said, because it could offend some, and it is kind of over the top, because I was very angry.
I like it.
But I did yell at them at one point. I said, you shut the fuck up. Keep your goddamn kids quiet. A neighbor, I thought, yelled at my dogs, and I looked at her and said, did you say something? I'll respect you until you disrespect me. And that's just, I think that's something that everybody deserves, is to be respected. So I know I rambled a lot today, but there were a lot of things on my mind, and I feel like I got them all out. Dog fart was rather distracting. But PSA, just love each other. You know, respect people of all colors, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, and what they do in the bedroom is none of your business. And the other PSA was, don't let your kids be assholes. Watch out for the filler friends, because in the end, some people really can suck. They really do. I am now going to think get dressed, and I'm going to run to the shoe store, get me some Nikes, and I might even get me a Nike shirt with Colin Kaepernick's face on it. Let's really get some people going. So, all right, you guys have a great rest of your weekend. I will talk to you sometime later in the week. I'm sure I will have more rambling thoughts for you. So, take care of yourselves. Until later, then, whatever. You know what I mean. Fuck it. All right, bye.